Tennessee is voting today, one of more than a dozen contests for Super Tuesday. More delegates are up for grabs today than on any other single day this primary season. And one of the most closely watched contests today is in Virginia, a state some analysts are calling Marco Rubio's best chance for a Super Tuesday victory over Donald Trump. It's also likely to be, once again, a key swing state in the general election. So let's check in right now with Michael Pope, who covers politics for Here and Now, contributor WAMU in Washington, D.C. Michael, let's start with the Republican side. What are the polls saying about Virginia?
Well, Marco Rubio is doing quite well in Virginia. In fact, he is kind of surging. If you look at his poll numbers, they've essentially doubled since the summer when he was at 15%. Now he's at close to 30%. Now he is behind Donald Trump in the polling in Virginia. Trump is definitely leading in the polling. However, Trump has been flat right at 40%, while Rubio has been going up steadily. So the Rubio supporters are really interested to see if they could actually score a win in Virginia. And if Rubio is going to win anywhere, it's probably in Virginia.
Well, what about the demographics there? The state has gotten more urban. We've talked about that over the years. This is one of the reasons why Virginia has gone from being more of a red state to a kind of a purple state, a swing state in the general election. Where have the candidates been visiting? What kind of voters are they trying to appeal to in Virginia?
Well, there is this urban-rural divide in Virginia. Trump and Cruz are likely to do well in the rural areas where you see evangelical voters. Rubio, on the other hand, is likely to do well in the more urban areas, the Washington, D.C. suburbs, Richmond, Hampton Roads. So what the Rubio campaign is going to be looking at places like Loudoun County, Western Fairfax, and one part of the state that both everybody's going to be looking at is Prince William County. This is seen as a bellwether. It likely usually goes with the winner in the statewide elections, and its leadership is divided on the Republican side, between Cruz, Rubio, and Trump. So Prince William is one to watch.
Well, what about the Democratic side of things? What are the polls saying about the contest between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders?
Well, it's pretty lopsided. Clinton has about a 20-point advantage, and she has all the major endorsements, including the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, two senators, three House members. And those aren't just endorsements. Everybody I just named is also a superdelegate. And Sanders doesn't seem to have any of those. So it's kind of a lopsided race in Virginia on the Democratic side.
And they're not the only two members, people running on the Democratic side that are on the ballot. There is a third, Martin O'Malley, who's not in the race anymore. And I see that 13 names will be on the Republican ticket, even though there are only five candidates left.
Yeah, there's certainly lots of names on the ballot. You know, when I went to go vote in Alexandria, I noticed that every single polling station had a piece of paper that had names of the candidates who have dropped out. So when voters go to the polls, they'll be looking at a list of exactly who is no longer in the race.
That's Michael Pope at WAMU. Michael, thanks.
Thank you.